small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire.
Kiln.
Okay.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
We call it pine, a kiln.
Okay. What do you call a place, a little room for hanging clothes?
Storage room.
Okay. And how about a room that might be off the bedroom where you just hang up, you know, your dresses and coats and...
Well, now, you know, sometimes they call them a... Well, let me see now. I don't know what Miss Robinette called her. She got one built on the back.
Well, now, I just mean something that, you know, you just open a little door and there might be some coat hangers hanging
well,
up there.
Well, she called hers closet.
Uh-huh.
It's on the back porch. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, now, what do you call a piece of furniture that you hang clothes up in? A great big old thing?
We call it wardrobe.
Okay.
Well, my husband has one now in his room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wardrobe.
What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, do like this. Keep the weather out.
Yeah. And what do you call these laps? Oh, keep the boards on the outside. What you call them? Don't you hear? The boards on the lap. What do you call that? You know how you build houses and the board laps over? Weatherboarding. Okay. Now, I can't feel like weatherboarding.
What do you call the covered area at the front of a house where some chairs might be placed? Like right out there?
Out in the yard.
Mm-mm. Not on the yard.
In the porch?
Yeah.
On the porch.
Okay. And what would you call a small porch that doesn't have any roof? What would you
plateau.
Have?
Plateau.
Plateau? Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where cows are enclosed before milking?
Let me see, would you call it pasture? No.
Fence. Or you bring them up from the pasture fence. Into the...
What do you call it? In a lane, we call ours a lane, where the cows go up to the barn.
Yeah, but then before they get to the barn, sometimes there's a little fenced-in area right outside the barn.
Would you call it pasture?
No, we wouldn't call it pasture. No, I think it'd be something else. I tell you what, I'll pass over it. When you don't think of something right away, I'll pass over it, and then we can come back to it and discuss it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones just piled up?
We call it rock wall.
What do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top and it has a handle on it for carrying water or milk in?
Pail, water pail.
Okay. And what would you call the same thing if it's made out of metal?
You'd call it a water pail or a water bucket.
Okay.
A milk pail or milk bucket. You know, that's what we used to call them.
What do you call the heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Okay. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink that the water comes out of when you turn it on and off?
Water faucet.
And what about the same thing if it's on a barrel?
We call that a faucet, too.
Mm-hmm. And what about the same thing if it's out in the yard?
We call that a faucet.
Okay. If you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put into for you to carry them home?
Paper bag.
What do you call a small musical instrument that's about that long and about that high, and you put it up to your mouth and blow on it?
Well, now, I don't hardly know what, you know, there's several names for the juice harp, they used to call them.
Okay.
And you call it the, you see, now, what is my grandson tries to play? No, juice harp's one of these kinds.
Oh, juice harp's the kind that you twang.
That you do this way.
Okay.
It's a harp, but I can't recall what the name. Why do you call harps all them that, you know, you blow? No, juice harp, you hit that with your fingers. You flip that with a finger.
Well, you call it a harp, though?
You call it a harp,
Okay, well, that's...